You know, it's pretty bad when you have to put up no smoking or no vaping signs or no marijuana signs. It's really sad. People don't respect their neighbors. They don't respect their family members, their people they live with. They just don't respect anybody. It's all about getting those needs met above everything else, you know. It's obvious. They'll get in your car. They don't even respect your car. They eat in your car, leave trash in the floor, and leave it in the seat for the next person to sit on. You know, these people prove what the Bible says. See, if you don't love your neighbors yourself, it's pretty much sin, right? That's what sin is. If you don't love your neighbors yourself, you're going to transgress against your neighbor. It's obvious. Pure sin and rebellion in this 3D. No wonder God has it blocked off. The unseen and the heavenly realms are blocked off from the human trying to get out of, you know, they take a rocket up and it explodes. It looks like it hits a wall, you know. Whether it's the atmosphere around the earth or whether it's a dome over the earth, whatever it is, hollow earth, holographic earth, whatever it is, God doesn't let man escape. There's a magnetic field. There's radiation around. I mean, there's no way out of this place except for dying. And why would you want to leave anyway? You got water. You got dirt, trees, grass, plants, medicine. Your human body's connected to the earth because that's where you came from. The herbs and the spices and the medicines come from the leaves of the trees. Just Google green tea and see what happens. Just Google pine needles, boiling pine needles. I haven't seen any. It's almost like the pine trees have disappeared. They used to be everywhere. Now I can't even find one. I'm looking around, I don't see a pine tree. That might be one over there. But pine needles, you boil that and you get more vitamin C than anything out there. Everybody around you is a sinner and their sin stinks to the high heaven and they cross boundaries and you gotta put signs up. You gotta remind people. It's just ridiculous. Everybody's selfish, everybody has their own agenda, everybody's gaslighting, everybody's future faking, everybody's playing all these little games and threatening people, and there's little schemes going on behind the scenes. Jezebel games going on all over the place, narcissistic games going on. Con artists, scams, pyramid schemes. Cryptocurrency schemes. They say, oh, you're going to get your money back from the crypto scams. I don't believe that. The only ones getting their money back is it's people in the know, part of the Freemason system. MK Ultra Mind Control attacking you every which way but loose. So ridiculous. It seems kind of funny in a way, but it's not funny. It's not even funny. trying to poison you. People gossiping, lying, backbiting, making up stuff, trying to destroy your character. And property damage. Screaming and yelling at their kids for no reason. Losing their minds. Taking people to court, trying to mess them up in the court system. Jobs not paying a living wage. The unions, bosses getting all the money and the promising the union people, and nobody really cares about the union people. Nobody cares about the common man. Yeah, and I know the common man is selfish and lazy, and they don't. But how would you run a business without the common man? Maybe they got some psychological home issues or something. Issues at home. Maybe they're trying to break generational curses and they can't get out, you know. And you're keeping them in it, helping them stay in it. Families not helping each other, people not helping each other, neighbors not helping each other. They're always trying to target somebody. I mean, the list just keeps going. Predators instead of humankind helping each other. Spouses cheating on each other. Why are you gonna cheat on your spouse? You signed up for it. Why would you cheat on your spouse? Why would you? Why would you try to take your spouse out? Hey, people trying to kill their spouse. What's wrong with people? We're talking about and products, even products, false advertisement on products. I mean, people buying something, using it using the tool, and then taking it back and getting their money back, knowing that they do this all the time. And they don't see anything wrong with it. They do it all the time. Employees sleeping on the job. A lot of it's because of diabetes and stuff like that. I understand. Because people, and a lot of it's the sugar in the food, and a lot of it's the chemical imbalance. I understand that. Because the corporation's trying to poison people, make money off of people. Because the investors, they have to keep making a profit for the investors. It just keeps going. It's a bad place, people. It's a bad place.